Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. Bon année. Welcome to Discover Your Spirit with Brenda Reading. I'm your host on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Well, guys, I can't tell you how super excited I am to have our guest today, Cassandra Joan Butler. She is a great medium and astrologer extraordinaire. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Thank you, Brenda. I'm so excited to be with you, too. I mean, we go way back, and it's such an honor to be with you and talk about astrology, talk about our beautiful Lilydale. So it's
yes.
Awesome.
Thank you. Very sweet. But let's not say how long we've known each other. We don't want people to. Anyways, just teasing you. Today we are going to take a spiritual look at the astrology for 2024. And I feel that spirituality, the cosmos, astrology, it's all interconnected, just like everything is one. So I feel like it can't hurt to have a heads up as to what the heavens have in store for us for 2024. So at this point, I am going to turn the show over to you, my dear, because you have so many nuggets of information for us. So go ahead.
Well, thank you, Brenda. And I agree with you. You know, spiritual folks know about the oneness of existence, and astrology is just a tool. And I think a lot of people push against it because it seems very complicated. And you know what it really is? But it's eloquent. It's eloquent. It basically says astrology is a practice as above, so below, right? So we've got 12 signs, we have 12 months, and we have 12, including the asteroids, planets that are always moving, and they're like hands on a clock. So the clock started chiming in 23, actually, and it goes until 25. A quest for spirituality, because you'll love this because I know your sun sign. Pisces is the ultimate oneness sign. The sign of Pisces, the energy of Pisces. Now, I'm not saying every single Pisces on the planet is super spiritual.
At all times, right? We are human.
Exactly. But I will say that every one of us, and this is another thing about astrology, you know, I might not be a Pisces, but I have a Pisces part of my chart. And you might not be Scorpio, but you have a Scorpio part of your chart. So when we approach astrology, we want to look at the holistic circle, like a mandala, and all of us have all the signs interacting with each other. So in the sky, on March 7th of 23, the planet that represents authority, Saturn, and when I say Saturn, Brenda, what do you think of?
I think of the rings.
Right? All of us think Saturn, the planet of rings, and indeed it does have lots of rings, but astrologers interpret that symbolically, that the rings represent boundaries and definition. So the boundaries and definition planet called Saturn is now in the sign of Pisces, which is spirituality. So there's
That's a tough one, because I've had a hard time setting boundaries my whole life. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. You know, my daughter, my beautiful daughter is a Pisces, and she's questing this year for boundaries and redefining who she is this year. I says, well, you can thank Saturn, because Saturn is the grumpy old man and he's pulling in the belt. He's tightening the belt for the Pisces people. But for everybody where they have Pisces, it's like, what do I believe? Is there a God? I mean, literally, is there a God? Is there a creator? Is there a divine questing? And people need that. And I think that's part of the timing. The universe is infinite and wise and loving, however you conceive of God. And when we were going through collectively, I call it the virus crisis, 2020, 21, 22, that was an Aquarius time when we felt the only way out of our dilemma collectively was through science, because Saturn, the grumpy old man, was in Aquarius.
Aquarius.
And Aquarius is the mind, and Aquarius rules science. But sometimes we need a little divine stuff in the
Oh,
mix.
absolutely.
And that's shifted in 23, in 23.
Okay.
Okay, and it's going to go until 25. See, so the planets are they orbit the sun. So every 30 years, Saturn, and I like to call him grumpy old man because he's very, severe and harsh, but loving, like a disciplinarian father, wants us to look at ourselves and connect with spirit in a new way. And
Oh.
in talking to some of my friends at Lilydale and at Fellowships of the Spirit and other organizations which are spiritual, they're saying, man, people are really questing now. We have an up in enrollments, we have an up in needing readings, because there's this unconscious need to make sense of what we went through during those couple of years of the pandemic. It was like, does this make sense? So that's my opening statement to everybody for 24. It deepens and it continues.
Wow, that's just amazing. So that's the quest for spiritual understanding again, right? This year. And Lilydale is the perfect place for that, right?
Exactly. I mean,
Wow.
in fact, oh, I think listeners might enjoy this. When Lilydale was founded, we all know the story of the Fox sisters. We all know of that era of the 19th century when Lilydale, I think, I'm pretty sure this is true, spiritualism was like the number th three religion in the United States, because we had the American Civil War. We had all these untold horrific deaths. People were questing for spirit. And back in, let's see, I remember the exact date. It was 1856 when, well, Lilydale was in full flowering then. 1848 was the Fox sisters. But at that time, 1856, late 19th century, again, two planets were together in Pisces, the planet of spirituality in the sign of spirituality, which is Pisces, and along with Jupiter, which is the Santa Claus expansion planet in Pisces. And so things are flowering. And some of these planets move very slowly. So Neptune was in Pisces in 1840s, 1850s, and Neptune also is in Pisces since 2012 in our lifetime. So it's still there. So, it's an opening, it's an invitation to explore meditation, retreat, nature, things that they were doing in the late 19th century in our lifetime right now, which these planets are slow. So 168 years ago it was going on, and now it's going on now. So there's another spiritual questing, but this past year it's been very strong. And the reason I like to talk about the spiritualization of the collective, of the consciousness, I was listening to a non-astrologer, non-spiritual person talk about early 23, because it started in 23, it goes to 25, what we're talking about, spiritualization of the collective. And this individual on the radio said, it was the oddest thing, the way 23 came in. Damar Hamlin collapsed in front of our eyes, but then there was this big push for prayer. I mean, how many people were praying for Damar Hamlin? What a miracle was that? Of
It
course, he's
surely was.
explained. And we saw, we saw, I saw that
You
game.
just
I'm
gave
not
me
sure if you
chills.
did.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, who saw that game, right? I think that was January 3rd or 4th. He collapsed, and all of his buddies surrounded him with love and prayer. They were on their knees. Those big old football players were collapsing and protecting their buddy, but they were praying. So it's like a return, a call to arms, but the arms aren't bullets, they're prayers. So we're still in that type of mindset, Brenda. So, that would be my number one message.
How apropos for everything that's going on in the world right now. If we would only just take the same time that we all did for Damar Hamlin, and maybe we are, right? Maybe we are in our own ways praying for Ukraine and praying for
Yes.
Israel, the whole thing over there, Palestine. It doesn't matter, what side, just all the innocent people that are being, right? If we could just have the same type of miracles through prayer.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, before 23, it was like, I don't know about you, but I know all sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds, and I'm not talking about a particular religion. I'm just talking about the need for connection, and that's one of the themes for this upcoming year, my dear, that people are
Awesome.
humbled with something and someone that's important. And it's good for Lilydale because Lilydale is the seat, the worldwide center of spiritualism. Yeah. So that's one thing that's coming up this year. But then there's two huge things I want to talk to you about.
People, get out your
Okay.
paper and pencil. It's a warning.
Ah! I love doing my PowerPoints. I'm the PowerPoint queen here. So I thought we
I
might
love
even
them
add a
too.
little PowerPoint. There we go. So there's a little PowerPoint and boom, boom, boom. Okay, new share screen. Okay, I do sticky keys. So, by the way, and as we started 2024, here are the big themes. Maybe I'll just kind of go through them and I could speak to every issue a little bit. So one of the big themes in 24, which is very different, we're going from earth to air. Now, what the heck does that mean? We have these planets, we have these signs, and we have the four elements: air, fire, earth, and water. So a huge shift is going to happen on January 20th, and I'll get to a slide to describe that in a moment. That's when Pluto goes from Capricorn, which is an earth sign, to the sign of Aquarius. Some people say that's really the beginning, foreshadowing of the age of Aquarius, and that could be. It's another element of that. But Aquarius is an air sign. Sometimes people say, oh, it's a water sign, it's the water bearer. But Aquarius is about mental acuity and mental strength. So Aquarius really isn't water, it's air. And Jupiter goes into air. So when we go from earth to air, what that means for everybody, we want to think about our decisions in a new clarity, with a new clarity, with a new clarity. I'm just run past these.
I welcome the clarity.
Yes. Again, we go back to 2020, 2021. I think there was some a lot of confusion though, during those years.
For
So
sure.
the other theme is that this is a fabulous year for deep, deep healing opportunities, not just individual healing, but especially for the United States of America, Brenda. Now, the US was formed by astrologers. A lot of people don't know that. It's not in our history books, but it's been validated that the founding fathers, this is historical fact. A third of them were Freemasons, like George Washington, and so forth. Now, Freemasonry in the 19th, 18th, 16th century, they were all about connecting the spirit to the world in a theistic way. And they decided to start the signing of the Declaration of Independence at 5:10 in the evening in Philadelphia to create this new country. And the country has a wound, like I have a wound, you have a wound, everyone has a wound. And that wound is identified in the chart by Chiron. Chiron, Chiron. And some of us would recognize the word Chiron, which means chiropractic, right? So Chiron is the asteroid, it's almost as big as a planet, that represents the part of ourselves that needs healing. So once every 50 years, Chiron returns in the sky, and it does so in 2024 on the Great American Solar Eclipse. So
Oh,
mark your
wow.
calendars, everybody. April 8th, if you're in Buffalo, if you're in Lilydale, if you're in Indianapolis, Cleveland, Erie, the lights go out. at 2:30 in the afternoon, April 8th. I have that chart. And why that's an important day for healing is because the solar eclipse, literally, have you ever seen a solar eclipse, Brenda? Have you ever seen witnessed one?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty
Well,
profound.
I can't say that. My mother made me duck down in the car so that we wouldn't look. We wouldn't look at it because she didn't trust us.
Well, she was a smart girl because you're not supposed to take a look at the sun, right, with your naked eyes. But there's like a total of three in a 100-year span. We had a solar eclipse in the United States on August 21st of 2017. Buffalo did not have totality. I went to Charleston, South Carolina, to witness that. And it was really bizarre. Like literally the crickets came out in those 3 minutes and the birds started going crazy because it was dark in the middle of the day. So I was going to be experiencing that this year. We're expecting like a million people to descend upon Western New York. A million. Okay, so so just mark your calendars, April 8th. So meanwhile, these are the themes for this year. We have some shifting of the financial sector. Uranus means digital technology, and Jupiter in Taurus means real money. There's been a lot of talk about digital currencies and a change. We might see that this year. And then the big thing, exploration of spiritual themes, the big thing of logical expression with Jupiter and Gemini. And this is both positive and it'd be a little scary this year, Brenda. It's the interface of technology. Negatively, it could be powerful control. Positive, it could be tools of technology that we can use. What am I talking about? Pluto's in Aquarius. Has anyone been playing around with AI? And if
I have
this
not
is
yet.
okay, because it's going to be a big shifting this year. Even when you open up your computer, you'll see, I have Microsoft, but you'll see little things like in Bing and Microsoft, use AI to write your PowerPoint. And I'm like, I don't want anybody to write my stuff for me. There's ChatGPT, there's Grok with Elon Musk has a new interface. You can do artwork with AI. That's going to become more prevalent this year because Pluto goes into Aquarius. So here's the cautionary tale. I want to use AI. I don't want AI using me, artificial intelligence using me. So this is the biggest thing. And this image here represents the volcano, represents Pluto. The most powerful of all the planets is shifting into Aquarius on January 20th, the first time in 268 years. And it's going to be there until 2044. So mark your
That's a long,
calendars, friends. It is. What are you going to be? What are your plans for 2045? That's when Pluto goes into Pisces, Brenda. So that would be a big year for you, 2045.
2045. So that's what, 20, how many years from
What,
now?
21 years from now, 21
So
years from
I'll
now.
be 82.
Yeah.
82. I'll have to figure out some kind of fantastic thing to do. I plan on being
Absolutely.
here, so.
Well, your level of mediumship is going to be off the charts. So people should start making appointments then.
I'll pre-booking on my
Yes,
website.
pre-booking. It's true. I mean, but boy, we talk about being spiritual now. That's a revolution of spirit. But between now and 2044, it's a revolution of technology. Pluto's revolutionary. Whoops. Pluto is power. Aquarius is technology. And it starts this year, goes until 2044. So I always do the cautionary tales because the difficulty with technology is technology can be running amok and it can go into the negative. And we've already seen this. And especially in communist China, the use of surveillance to control the population.
Oh, sure.
We have it here, I don't really mind using my easy pass, you know, but that means that someone knows
They
where
know where
I'm
you
driving
went.
and how fast I was going, right? I know sometimes they give tickets in some localities because they can tell when you enter a toll barrier and you come out on the other side if it's not. I mean, we live with GPS, right? We're always being connected with technology, but that's stronger in the next 20 years, Brenda. It's going to be, and so there's some cautionary tales with that because it's good and bad. But one of the things, one of the meanings of Aquarius is people. So we can say if Pluto's power and Aquarius is people, we can say that this is the first year of power to the people. So we like that. We like that. And since 2008 until 2024, power planet was in Capricorn. And Capricorn means not people,
Government.
governments, banks, hierarchy, oligarchs. So we're coming away from being controlled from the top down. It's more horizontal control that people have. It might be the rise of democracy, for example, in the next 20 years. Because the last time this was in Aquarius was during the age of the 1700s, during the American Revolution, the French Revolution, Haitian Revolution.
So
These
we're
are
coming
predictive
full
times.
circle.
Yes. Yeah. We're in revolutionary times now, such as it were in 1777.
But we're going to be
This
in
is
Gemini, right? So we can use our logic,
mine. Exactly.
right? We can use
Exactly.
our logic and not, guns and all that stuff. We can use our thinking mind, right?
Exactly. So the other theme, I'll skip to that one right here. So Jupiter on May 26 of this year moves into Gemini. Now, what's Gemini? Gemini is the sign of logic, like you said, logic and thinking and information. And it's also the sign of the media. I call Jupiter Santa Claus. So think of these planets as having, whoops, come back, come back, come back. Think of these planets as having personalities.
So
And
when you say Santa Claus, Jupiter is Santa Claus, I think of his big belly, okay? And every time
yep.
my sign is in Jupiter, I feel like my belly also expands. So it's like
Exactly.
I where's the shrinking sign? Where I want to know where that is, Cassandra.
Exactly.
There should be one,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly. When I had that expansion elsewhere. Oh dear, speaking of, I think it's, is it okay if I let my dog out?
Sure. While you're doing that, I'm going to do a public service announcement here so we
Okay,
get
sounds
that done.
good.
Yeah. And I want to let our people know too that we only have 45 minutes on this particular on any episode with Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, right? Something like that. And if we don't get to everything that Cassandra has to say, because she has a lot to tell us, we will do a part two of this. And so I just want to let you know, you won't miss a thing if for some reason we have to, cut our program short today. Cassandra has agreed to do a part two if we need it. Okay. All right. She's back. That was quick. There you go.
Fingers crossed that my dear puppy Honey will enjoy the outdoors, and you know that's how it rolls.
That's
I
right.
have abundance of animals in my home here, so so back to that Jupiter. So you're so again, Jupiter does mean expansion, and sometimes people say to me, "Oh my gosh, that was very smart of you." Sometimes we do kind of gain weightedness. When Jupiter is strong in our chart. Now, Jupiter can also be travel, wisdom, philosophy, and generosity. Because think of those are all things we attribute to the archetype of Santa Claus, the traveler, the gift giver, the humor. Because if someone's a very Jupiterian person, they like to laugh. They like to, give. So that's why I call him Santa Claus. So Santa Claus is in Gemini, and why I use a butterfly to demote or denote Gemini is that Gemini is an air sign, and like a butterfly, it can bounce around. It has that quality of going all over the place. It's an air sign, and the element of air is everywhere. But Gemini is also media, thinking, and so forth. And back in, I make the contrast how different 23 was to 2020 and 21, especially, because at that time, our Gemini eclipses were being fogged over by Pisces energy. It felt like our everyday reality, which it was totally upside down, and we weren't
Oh,
always
yeah.
thinking correctly. It was also the rise of Zoom. I mean, how many people start using Zoom?
I know. I think that was one good thing that came out of it, you know, because even people that have family that are far away, you know, they learned how to use Zoom, you know, and so they could visit and see their family and friends. So that may be one thing that came out of it that was positive. So go ahead, go ahead.
Sure. So Jupiter comes into Gemini on May 26 until May of 25. And wherever you might find Gemini in your chart, there's this expansion. And the expansion also represents sharing of ideas. One of the concrete ways it's going to shift things up is through media. The media that is now in effect on the planet are owned by about five different conglomerates. Like a lot of people think, I used to be in the media. I have a master's in communications, and I work with some people might recognize his name, Ted Koppel, many
Oh, yeah.
years ago. And that era back in the 80s was a very different era because we had things in our government which prevented like one person being an oligarch and owning a lot of different media operations. Not so much anymore. So I think when we go into this media rich year, we're going to see different avenues. Just like when we grew up, there were like four channels to watch TV, the major networks. Now we have infinite number of things we can be entertained by. We have infinite number of things we can get our information from. But in 24, with Jupiter and Gemini, some of those are becoming more professional and more reliable. Not just, independent journalists, but there'll be more professionalism that we can trust what we're hearing from the radio waves or the internet, because internet is the way that people get their information. So look for expressions and expansions of everyday information that's more reliable in 24.
That's very encouraging. Very encouraging.
Because we don't know exactly who to believe and what to believe and when to believe. And
That's
that was
true.
a dilemma a couple of years ago when Gemini was being fogged over by what we call astrologically a square by Neptune. So, but if you're Gemini, it's going to be a great year. If you're a Gemini Jupiter, great year. Gemini Sun, Moon, rising sign, you're going to notice added confidence. Now, in our country, the country's chart has Gemini in what we call the House of Open Enemies. So there might be some pushback against the United States beginning in May until May of 25. Just watch those dates. Think Memorial Day. There's something that's bound to happen politically, internationally, as a pushback against the US in late May, starting then,
Okay.
or June. So, good. So, a huge thing that's happening. It's like a pillar portal of change. I mentioned this date a little earlier, and that's called the Great North American Solar Eclipse that takes place on April 8th, 2024, and the eclipse starts at 2:21 in the afternoon. So here's the astrological chart, and when you
Wow,
look at
look at
an
that ninth house. It's huge.
yes, Yes, and thank you for pointing that out, Brenda. For those of us who are new to this, a chart is divided up into nine sections, or 12 sections rather. And one of those sections, like you said, is the ninth house. See a little nine there? Ninth house represents, as you well know, Brenda, philosophy, higher mind, travel, optimism, freedom, all of these things are denoted by the ninth house. The ninth house is expansion. And we've got the sun, the moon, and there's that Chiron I was speaking of earlier, all lined up at 19 degrees in the sky. When people look at a chart, you see all these numbers and you get confused. Just remember this: the numbers are location points. They're just telling us where is the planet along the ecliptic. So why we can't see the sun at this moment, because the moon's shadow is over the sun. And that's a depiction, of course, of an eclipse. So an eclipse is when the sun or the moon disappear. And can you imagine the fear of our forefathers and foremothers? They're sitting back and saying, oh my gosh, it's dark out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And yet, it's a spiritual time. If you just wait a few moments, the sun reappears and returns. It's like it's like the sun is baking in the darkness.
It's a
And
rebirth.
you come, yeah. You come out to the other side, and there's a revival and renewal of wherever in 24 you find Aries in your chart. So, my goodness, if
It's
your
my
birthday is
third.
April 8th, it's going to be a big year. So, does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there is so much more to learn as far as astrology here. And I think I'm just going to take a moment because you're talking about this April 8th time period. Cassandra is doing a special solar eclipse retreat April 6th through April 8th for healing. And I'm sure you'll be putting more information about that out on your Facebook page and your website, which is.
Yes, website is CassandraJoanButler.com. So thank you for
Great.
that.
Yeah, so it's a healing retreat. So I had the ability to go to one of Cassandra's retreats a few years ago. It was an amazing experience. So I encourage everyone to go to her website and take a look at that.
Thank you. Thank you,
Okay,
Brenda.
yeah. So all right, so go ahead. Yeah.
So I want to talk about the meaning of Aries, because people might say, oh, this retreat's not, or this eclipse isn't important to me because I'm not an Aries. Again, I direct you to the idea that all of us have Aries energy somewhere in our charts. And I would invite you to also, if you just go to my website, I have a free chart service too. People can plug in their information and get their charts. Well, in any case, Aries, my dear, is the sign of the individual. This is a healing of the individual in 24. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that it's okay to heal your individuality and your need to let your light shine in your own specific way, and to applaud that and not feel guilty about it. Because a lot of people, again, and you know this, I'm sure, in your counseling mediumship work, are reluctant to let their light shine.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's well, we were taught that. If you think about it, especially our generation, it was like, you don't brag about yourself and you don't, right? You have to be humble and, this and that. And learning the difference between, just being who you are and being grateful for your gifts and sharing your gifts, right, with other people is much different than being bragging about it, and that takes a lot of work to figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. And I call it the narcissistic wound. That especially during the age of COVID, If you think about this, I'm interpreting this from a spiritual or sociological level. You couldn't do what you wanted to do. You couldn't see grandma when she was in the hospital and hold her
Right.
hand when she died. You couldn't have that wedding that you've always dreamed of because you couldn't. And so, of course, there are circumstances regarding this. But we're trying to regain this year in 24 an absolute definitive thought. Come here. Come here. Come here. Whoa. Come here, puppy. He is not going to leave me alone unless I cuddle
Oh,
with him.
that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, but I'm just going to put him in my lap. Come here, honey. His name is literally honey. All right. So we are literally identifying what makes us special and celebrating that this year with this eclipse and without apology. If, you know, and so people can regain, no matter what sign they are, their special spark of gift. I've always wanted to write that book, make that pie, go to that trip. To identify it without apology. That's the narcissistic wound is like, am I being selfish if I want what I want? No,
So
because
is
those.
that something, not to interrupt, but is that something you'll be covering in your healing in your retreat?
Oh yeah, that's the number one thing. It help you
Oh.
identify what your spark is and to own it and
That
not let
sounds
anyone dim
fantastic.
your light. Yeah.
Oh,
Don't let anyone
I
dim your
love that.
light.
My
Yeah.
Aries is in my third house.
Okay. So third house for folks is expression, logic, communication, wisdom, writing, teaching. So, and I
Awesome.
know Brenda's a fabulous teacher. I've seen her in action. I know she's just
Thank you.
written a book. And I apologize that I haven't gotten it yet, but I certainly will. But your self-expression, darling, that's your Aries signature of being someone who,
Interesting.
yeah.
Wow. Oh, see, and then people going to your retreat, they will get to figure that all out too, and how to
Yeah.
move forward with it too. I mean, I had, and to our listeners, I didn't know anything about this retreat until you sent me this email today. So I just think everything is coinky-dinky, right? It just
Yeah.
synchronicity. It all happens for a reason. And so and
Right.
that's very spiritual, isn't it? Learning who you are, right? And your
Yes.
relationship to the all that is. So it see how it
Yes.
just all goes together. And that should be a fantastic opportunity for people.
Yeah,
Wow.
and
So
like you
we have
said,
about
sweetie, like,
5 minutes. We have about five
okay.
minutes left, Cassandra. So, and I don't want to cut
Yeah.
you short. So I'm going to put you on the spot. So will we agree to do another show at some point so we
Yes,
can talk more? Oh,
absolutely.
awesome.
We
Because
can
there's
go
just,
deeper into all these issues. I can get a little bit
yes.
more astrological, but I just wanted to do a broad brush.
Yeah.
I get excited every year about sharing with people what to expect for the year ahead. So, like, I have five opportunities as of this airing of individualized workshops online or in person. There's just people who go to my website and know the times they can sign up for that. But if you can't make the workshops, please tune in to our part two because I'll go into deeper with this. See, maybe next time we meet, I'll have to go to my office, Brenda, because honey wants to be a star. There he
Oh,
is.
he's really cute. I don't think our listeners mind seeing him on there at all. He's adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So.
just to like recap, we talked about the Chiron conjunct North Node, which is this, right? You talked about that, the opportunities for healing. We talked briefly about the financial sector, right?
Yep.
The continued exploration of spirit and spiritual themes with Saturn in Pisces. I think that probably warrants a lot more talking too. Logical expression with Jupiter and Gemini, a little bit on the technology, right? And
Yes.
yeah, so it's like, I agree. We're going to have to talk more about this. And we can decide if we're going to do that in the next 2 weeks or if we're going to wait until after the January 20th, thing. We can decide that. But it makes me, I look forward to it, and I'm sure our listeners do too. So I also want to talk quickly that you also, on a monthly basis, you and Dr. Patricia Bell do the Astro Cafe, which is online
Yes.
Zoom, right? Through Lilydale Assembly on Wednesdays, and you talk about the month ahead. So you do this every month for people. So
Yes. Oh, it's a wonderful opportunity. And me and Patricia have a lovely rapport. And we invite people who don't know a thing about astrology to come in. And it's not like a PowerPoint class. It's more like a relaxed. Like last time we met was right before Christmas. We talked about the Christmas holidays, the New Year's holidays. We'll be talking probably about Pluto on next time we meet, which is Wednesday the 17th.
okay.
And it's Zoom. You can register, please, on Lilydale Assembly. And we bring your charts into the room. We chit chat about what's going to be happening that month. And answer any questions. Maybe someone is just new to astrology. They're feeling overwhelmed. They want a little coaching. We do that. It's a service of Lilydale.
That is awesome. And so any last thought here before I give my last public service announcement and we sign off for today, Cassandra?
Well, I think that hope is the most important attitude we can bring to 24, hope. And know that astrology has the power of language of the universe. And when there's a difficult thing, there's always a Jupiter thing. There's always an expansion. And trust your own intuition, friends, no matter what you're hearing out there. Trust your own intuition. Get classes with Brenda, with other folks at Lilydale to develop your spirituality, because that is never going to disappoint. That would be my, and Saturn in Pisces is going to help us strengthen our own sense of resolve and spiritual knowingness.
That's exciting times, isn't it, Cassandra?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. And I'm just going to talk a little bit. Did you know, and I was told this yesterday, that if you go to the lilydaleassembly.com website, you can already buy your tickets for the main stage auditorium events for next year.
I did not know that. That's so awesome.
It's January, what's today? The 3rd? The 4th? Whatever. It's January 3rd, and we can buy our tickets already for the monks. The Tibetan monks are coming. Dandi Dalin, Psychic Detective Pam Coronado, Greg Utenberger, Penny Hayward is coming. She's a fantastic medium with Richard Steudle. Lisa Williams is back for a 5-day stint. We have Lakarta Foster. We have Shannon Taggart. We have Sandra Ann Taylor, Andy Carnes. So Cindy Kazaa is coming back. We have so many people coming, and it's just such an amazing thing that we can buy those tickets now. So
Yes, I
I
love
know,
it.
you know, it's, and I know that shortly, the rest of the workshops, including some for you, will be on the website for people to buy their tickets. So, getting an early start this year at Lilydale Assembly, and I'm very happy about that. So,
I am too. That's exciting.
yeah, it
Again, that's a
is.
good use of technology.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so everyone, for Cassandra Joan Butler and myself, Brenda Reading, we just want to say Happy New Year again. Tune in next
Yes.
time for Discover Your Spirit. Have a great day. And thank you, Cassandra, for coming on.
Thank you. My great pleasure, Brenda.
All right, thank you.